classrooms where they're given an opportunity for speaking and reading and writing and listening. I think that's all wonderful, but for me, it's always impromptu and is with a clear, precise expectation. We have the young lady, Erica, here, for example. Erica will tell you that it's not uncommon for me to be in a position and I will ask her for a comment publicly. And she's shaking her head. And the reason why is because I do that intentionally, because I want them to have an opportunity to speak in front of people. Mm-hmm. And I do that a lot when I have guests and I have visitors, and sometimes they know and sometimes they don't. But I've, at least in larger settings, I share with all of them, you never know what's going to happen and who's going to be on campus. So here are some things. So small yes. steps like that that yes. I think I'm taking. But I do that regularly with all of our students. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what will happen if I put a student on the spot and I get a negative response. I haven't seen that yet. But that's I do. I do. And I think that's exciting. But we do try to make sure we give them opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So what do you do for leisure?
I have a beautiful hot tub. In the back of my house. Now I will tell you that I have to go back and finish that story, because I did buy that big house with that big pool. I did everything I wanted to do when I was in third grade, and I lived in that house with that big pool for about a year. And I did not want to clean it. I didn't want to maintain it, so I sold it.
Oh.
And I downsized a little bit, and now we are still in a four-bedroom house, two-story, and it's a community, and I have a very nice hot tub. I moved away from the pool. There's a pool in the community, but I have the hot tub, and that's my sanctuary. I enjoy my hot tub late in the evenings. I enjoy my quality time with my husband and my daughter. Now my daughter, my two kids, love of my life. Someone said to me, tell me something that you're most proud of, two things. And it was number one, just like you asked, I'm very, very proud of the school and all of that, but I'm also proud of my two biological children. I grew up in an opportunity, or I grew up in a time where we did not have a lot. And just like I talked about my quality of life that I want for my students, mm-hmm. I wanted my two biological children to have a really decent quality of life.
Sorry.
So with my two little ones, I made sure that I was in a position where I can afford a lot of unique opportunities for them, and they took advantage of them. My son, he's been to Spain. Kayla's traveled all over the country. She's been able to do that because of the opportunities that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I'm very proud of them. Both of them are full-time gifted. IQ's 130, and they're doing very well. He's a West Point grad. She'll be finishing up with Pineview next year. She's doing very well. Both of them, he's getting married. They're doing very, very good. What I'm not as proud of when it comes to my two children, just like I was sharing with you about the students here, I raised my two to be independent and critical thinkers. Independent is good. Critical thinking is okay. But when you put those two aspects together and
dangerous.
You get older, whoo, is it ever so dangerous.
Could you get one from that side of the shoulder to Kayla?
It is
right?
Ever so dangerous. Oh. Ever so dangerous. Because she has my attitude, she has my mannerisms, and sometimes I get that back.
Ooh.
I get that back. But again, I never wanted my two children to be yes people. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to be critical thinkers. If you say, do this, well, why do I need to do that? I would like to do this instead. Can you explain to me why that's so important? And I raised them like that, but
yes.
sometimes, because I say it so, you know? No, I don't. So that's interesting. So for me, and then I enjoy the hot tub at night. My favorite show that I like to watch
is
nothing to do with my character.
Ooh, what is it?
I like to watch this